Activity 13.
Lecture Parts 2 through 6. First Listening. Main Ideas.
2. All right, so today's topic is sleep debt. Sleep debt. What is sleep debt? What are the consequences of sleep debt? Can sleep debt be repaid? Those are some of the things we'll go into next. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Don't fall asleep, okay?
Okay.
Good. First, let's talk about the amount of sleep you need. Now, every body requires a specific amount of sleep. The amount of sleep you need may differ from the amount someone else needs. You may need more, and they may need less. But most people need about 8 hours per night, plus or minus 1 hour. That's the amount the human body needs. Okay, so suppose you don't get enough sleep. What happens when you deprive your body and your brain the amount of sleep that it requires? Well, that creates a debt, a sleep debt. You owe your body some sleep. You have a sleep debt. Just like you're supposed to, say, make your car payments, you know, every month. Say you're supposed to pay $300 a month, but you pay only $200. Then you're $100 in debt. Or you miss the payment totally. Then you're $300 in debt. Got it?
Yep.
You see, sleep debt is like that too. Now, the bank can take away your car if you don't make any payments. And your body, you know, sleep debt can take your life away if you're not careful. And it can cause serious injury to your body. 3. The alarming fact is that Americans do not get enough sleep. We have a huge sleep debt. A lot of research has been done on this subject by sleep researchers all across the country. In the year 2000, for example, the National Sleep Foundation, surveyed 1,154 Americans, Americans 18 years and older. What do you think they found out?
Sleep debt.
Well, that study showed that most adults don't pay attention to recommendations to get at least 8 hours of sleep per night. They know they should, but they don't.
Yep.
On average, during the work week, Americans sleep for how long? For 6 hours and 54 minutes. That's less than 7 hours. 33% sleep the recommended amount, while another third manage on fewer than 6.5 hours per night. Now, in another study, this one by the Better Sleep Council, half the people who responded that they weren't getting the sleep they needed. And in Gallup poll surveys, 56% of the adult population reports that drowsiness in the daytime is a problem. That means that more than half of all American adults are carrying around an enormous sleep debt. 4. What are the consequences of sleep debt? Well, we don't have time to go into all of them here and now, but I will tell you some important ones. First of all, sleep debt accumulates. Aha! You didn't know that, did you? You may think if you miss an hour of sleep one night, and 2 hours another night, and so on, you may think it's no big deal. But let me tell you, it is a big deal. In fact, sleep debt doesn't go away. No way. It grows. It accumulates. The sleep that you lose on successive nights increases progressively as a larger and larger sleep debt. Now, the size of your sleep debt determines the strength of your tendency or ability to fall asleep. That means the larger the sleep debt you owe, the stronger your tendency to fall asleep in the daytime. If your sleep debt is zero, it's almost impossible to sleep. If your sleep debt is very small, only a small amount of stimulation is required to keep you awake. Maybe it takes only a little noise, a little light, or a certain smell to keep you awake. That's what usually happens in the daytime for a person who gets enough sleep. If your sleep debt is very large, no amount of stimulation, nothing. Not a conversation with a friend, not a bright light shining on your face, not even a loud noise, boom, can keep you awake. 5. Do you know what happens when people are sleepy and tired during the day? And I don't mean just Americans, anybody, all human beings. When people are fatigued, when they're sleepy or tired, they are not alert. They get muddle-headed. They doze off. Sleepy people function poorly, both physically and mentally. And accidents occur. Drivers fall asleep at the wheel. Do you realize, according to an international group of scientists, drowsiness causes 15 to 20% of all accidents? In the United States, that means that drivers falling asleep cause 1.2 million car accidents. And these accidents claim about 1,500 lives each year. 1,500 people in the U.S. die each year. Why? Because drivers fall asleep at the wheel. Falling asleep while driving and falling asleep in other hazardous situations is the number one cause of disability. Sleep debt is killing us. Do you want to know how much sleep debt costs the American economy?
Sure.
Not only in terms of accidents, but also for decreased employee productivity? The bill for America's sleep debt is gigantic. Some sleep experts say it's $100 billion a year. Some say $150 billion a year. That is gigantic. 6. Most people have no idea. They haven't got a clue at all of how sleepy they are, of how much sleep they need to catch up on. You know, some sleep experts conducted a scientific study. There are a lot of studies, really, but anyway, in one of them, the scientists measured sleepiness objectively. Not by asking people if they felt sleepy, but by measuring things like specific tasks they had to do. There were over 1,000 people in the study, and these people said, they all reported, that they had no problem with daytime drowsiness. Drowsy, not drowsy. They claimed that they did not feel drowsy during the day. You know what the researchers discovered? They found out that 34% of these people who thought they were fine, were not drowsy. But a third of those people were actually dangerously sleepy. What does drowsiness mean in a human body? I'm sure you've all felt drowsy, right?
Sure.
In fact, some of you are very alert, but others of you may feel drowsy now. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone in this room is nodding off right now. Maybe some of you would nod off if I weren't talking, but you're concentrating on what I'm saying, and that's keeping you from feeling drowsy. Okay, so when does drowsiness happen? Drowsiness occurs just before you fall asleep. Drowsiness is the last step before falling asleep. When you're drowsy, it might mean you're about to face a disaster. Uh-oh! So, when you feel drowsy, you should consider it an emergency. 6. Most people have no idea. They haven't got a clue at all of how sleepy they are, of how much sleep they need to catch up on. You know, some sleep experts conducted a scientific study. There are a lot of studies, really, but anyway, in one of them, the scientists measured sleepiness objectively, not by asking people if they felt sleepy, but by measuring things like specific tasks they had to do. There were over 1,000 people in the study, and these people said, they all reported, that they had no problem with daytime drowsiness. Drowsy, not drowsy. They claimed that they did not feel drowsy during the day. You know what the researchers discovered? They found out that 34% of these people who thought they were fine, were not drowsy. But a third of those people were actually dangerously sleepy. What does drowsiness mean in a human body? I'm sure you've all felt drowsy, right?
Sure.
In fact, some of you are very alert, but others of you may feel drowsy now. Maybe someone in this room is nodding off right now. Maybe some of you would nod off if I weren't talking, but you're concentrating on what I'm saying, and that's keeping you from feeling drowsy. Okay, so when does drowsiness happen? Drowsiness occurs just before you fall asleep. Drowsiness is the last step before falling asleep. When you're drowsy, it might mean you're about to face a disaster. Uh-oh! So, when you feel drowsy, you should consider it an emergency. You know, a professor at Stanford University, Dr. William Dement, he's a world-famous authority on sleep, sleep deprivation, and sleep disorders. When I was in his class, he gave everyone a red card. And he told us, whenever you feel drowsy, hold up your red card and shout, drowsiness is red alert. It was interesting and kind of funny to see lots of red cards in the air and lots of students shouting, drowsiness is red alert, drowsiness is red alert. So, what was the point of all that? First of all, he wanted students to become aware of their own sleepiness. And he wanted us to feel okay saying, yes, I'm drowsy. And finally, he wanted to emphasize that when you're drowsy, dangerous things may occur. You've got to stop doing anything that may cause danger. And you've got to start repaying your sleep debt. Remember, according to the research, half of the nation's adults, and even more of the college-age population, have a sleep debt. Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a short break? Does that sound good?
Okay.
Get up, walk around, and go get a drink of water. And then after the break, I'll tell you how you can repay your sleep debt. Okay?
Okay.
Be back in 10 minutes.